We turn our attention to District 6. As you know, the District 6 Working Committee, together with stakeholders as well as claimants, came together on Saturday, hosting a meeting to basically pave the way forward in terms of the recent court ruling that has given the government 3 months in which to come up with a plan moving forward for District 6 land claimants. But it has also come to light that an attempt to achieve unity amongst the various factions representing claimant groups from District 6 seems to have failed. So joining us online this morning is Mr. Shahid Ajam, once again the chairperson of the District 6 Working Committee. Mr. Ajam, Assalamu Alaikum, good morning, thank you for joining us.
Wa Alaikum Assalam Wa Rahmatullah, it is great to be on your show once again. I must thank you.
Only a pleasure. Now, I think before we get into the feedback regarding, you know, Saturday's meeting, just to understand the various factions representing claimant groups from District 6, can you tell us a bit more about them?
Well, yes. I would say immediately the door is open. The olive branch has been extended for 5 years. Everybody who's anybody who wants to be counted in the new District 6 development program must come to the table. We are once again extending our hand in friendship. Let bygones be bygones, and let's sit together. Let's not sling the mud again. We must think of the unity of the people of the District 6. If we show unity and we all fall and stand under one umbrella, then of course success is the ultimate answer. So on Saturday, in fact, we extended the invitation to all the groups, you know, last week, even to the District 6 Beneficiary Trust, even to the reference group, even to the District 6 Civic Association, even to the group that is being represented by Tanya Kleinans. So the invitation went out. Those who are going to still be naysayers and doomsayers and brayers, they're going to find themselves out in the cold. Government is not going to tolerate at all any organization who wants to be gatekeepers or glorified gatekeepers. That's not going to happen. But this time it's about the people, and the people are most important. It is their well-being, it is their economic empowerment, their social development, all of these things are necessary tools to go forward. And we are saying there are conceptual plans. We have conceptual plans, that is the District 6 Working Committee. We have got brilliant, young, innovative minds sitting together. Government has conceptual plans. So the 3 months, and this is to all the groups or the leaders of those groups, please come forward. We would like to sit down and hear your thoughts.
Now, you know, with regards to the District 6 Property Owners Advocacy Committee, what seems to be the confusion there?
Well, which property owners are you talking about?
With regards to Tanya Kleinhans, she basically has said in the paper that, you know, she doesn't understand who the D6 Working Committee represents.
Well, I think Tanya might be a little bit confused. She knows me very well. She knows the District 6 Working Committee very well. It has been proven by way of the court application who the District 6 Working Committee represents. We represent the interests of the people who claimed between 1995 and 1998, the people who claimed in 2014, and the people who will claim in early 2019 when the Amendment Act is signed by the President. So people must not become confused, and I would implore upon Tanya that she must not say these confusing things and put it out there. I was at a meeting of theirs not so long ago. There's only a small group of people who initially, and we must remember that at one point in time, a few years ago, Tanya spearheaded the campaign for some of the previous homeowners of District 6 by challenging the District 6 Beneficiary Trust, by challenging, you know, the commission. But that time has passed. We picked up that mantle and we went further and we actually landed up in court. And you've seen what the results were. It was success. So they should now really bring those few families that they, you know, supposedly represent and put them under our umbrella. I would say that same thing to the District 6 Beneficiary Trust. They took themselves out of the process about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, when the minister appointed the reference group.
Mm.
Those were claimants who represent, you know, claimants. So, and we've been in talks, you know, then for the last few years. So, yeah, everything is going to happen, and the District 6 Working Committee doesn't want to be in charge of anything. People must really try to understand this. We are not in charge of anything. We merely spearheaded this campaign to get restorative justice for the community of District 6. What's so hard to understand that?
Now, in terms of Saturday's meeting that was held, what were the outcomes thereof?
It was phenomenal. It was the outcomes that we expected. People were enthusiastic. People applauded. And even, you know, they were so overjoyed at the statement of the law firm Norton Rose Fulbright explaining the implications of that court ruling, meaning not only has government got to come in 3 months' time and show a plan which they have worked with the people, right? They must also show the court how they intend to finish the project and also furnish the court with 3 monthly reports. So every 3 months for the next 2 years or so, government, or rather the commission, has to come to court and show this is the progress we have made in the last, you know, 3 months. This is the progress. This is how far we are. This is how many people we have moved in. So these are exciting times for the redevelopment and the recreation of District 6.
Now, in terms of, you know, the redevelopment plan, you know, what was discussed at Saturday's meeting with regards to it?
Yes. Well, you know, we must remember conceptual plans were already drawn up in 2005, you know, by Target, you know, by this company called Target, of which the District 6 Beneficiary Trust was involved at the time, and many other stakeholders were involved, except that these conceptual plans were never taken seriously. Now, we have in the meantime done a survey, a physical survey of District 6 as it stands now. We have drawn up a conceptual map, and we are busy with a conceptual architect to give us a new District 6, you know. But we will improve on the conceptual plans of 2005, 2010, and 2012. So it's not rocket science.
And of course, you know, finally, what will be the way forward now that, you know, the claimants as well as the stakeholders have, you know, made their voices heard post Saturday's meeting? And of course, you know, with regards to the sort of disunity that has come about, how will this be amended?
There's never been disunity. Let me get that clear. Since the working committee has come on board, let me get this very clear. There's never been disunity amongst the people. People have been walking through the doors of the working committee for 5 years, and as we speak, they are still walking through that door. I must say this to the trust, and I must say this to Tanya's group. Your people are walking through our door and signing special powers of attorneys. This shows how much faith they have in the work of the working committee. So let's get that clear. There may have been some differences between the groups, but we were never part of those differences because we never did any mudslinging against them. In fact, we have always invited them, and the invitation is still open. We must occupy District 6 as fast as possible. Don't polarize yourselves. Don't stay on the outside. You're going to lose out. For the people of District 6, I take my hat off. I commend them. I applaud them. They have stood with the working committee. They have seen the results of their hard work, you know. So I would say to the people of District 6 and to every other community, please, please come forward now. Now is the time for us to act. And one important thing I want to remind them of, for about a few years now, we have been doing the interfaith reconciliation walk from District 6. And this year it will be on Monday, the 17th of December, where we will start at Moravian Hill, just outside the Moravian Church, where we will walk to the different churches and the different masjids and have talks, and we can reconcile with each other. So it's a perfect opportunity. It's on Monday, the 17th of December. We meet at Moravian Hill at about 10 to 9 in the morning, and we'll start walking at 10 o'clock. So this would also be a show of unity amongst the various groups. So here's the deal. Join us for the reconciliation walk, because that will be the last event in District 6 for the people of District 6 until the new year. Because remember, next year, February the 10th, on a Sunday, we will have this big thing at the castle to commemorate the 53 years, which was on the 11th of February 1966. We will commemorate the anniversary of the 53 years when District 6 was declared white. And guess what? So many important people of South Africa will be keynote speakers at that event. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag altogether, but this is the great news. In that same week, we must also remember that it's going to be the State of the Nation address. You know, in that same month, it's going to be Human Rights Day. In this, you know, a few months after that, it is going to be the election. So these are exciting times and profitable times for District 6. No. We are going to capitalize.
Mr. Ajam, you know, just in terms of the listeners, you know, they have been listening quite carefully to, you know, our interviews regarding District 6. And a lot of comments have been coming through regarding the District 6 Working Committee, or the various committees, actually, having not mentioned anything about the D6 Bloemhof as well as Sterling Flats as part of the restitution, where most of D6 dispossessed people actually lived. We have 60 seconds to go. Would you like to comment?
Yes. I would like to sincerely say to those people who have those concerns, it has been there for a long time. Everything that was built in District 6 since the time we were removed, CPUT, all the other developments, Bloemhof Flats, you know, Sterling Flats, all the other places, they are going to pay some sort of restitution back to the people. We are going to create, you know, trust funds where these monies, and these people are going to come to the table. They want to, you know, they don't want to be paranoid anymore. Will their, you know, will their properties be taken away from them? So here's the deal. And we've already started talking to these people publicly. They will come to the table. We may not be able to move back into Bloemhof Flats, but those owners and the city themselves who sold it to these people many years ago, they will have to pay some sort of restitution levy.
All right.
And that will be put into a trust fund for the kids of District 6, for the kids of the township, for the youth, so that we can further and better their education. This is all in our plans. I wish that these group leaders had come to me early so that I could have explained these things to them.
Right.
Once again, I'm extending the olive branch. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 5 years. It's 5 years, and they must come forward.
Certainly. Well, Mr. Ajam, thank you so much for joining us once again this morning, and we look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
Shukran so much.
Only a pleasure. Salaam alaikum. And that was Mr. Shahid Ajam there, the chairperson of the District 6 Working Committee, speaking to us with regards to the update post Saturday's meeting.